Om Shanti. Good morning. The song that you just heard, it's totally based on Baba's Murali today. We are the loving children, but also Baba spoken about the powerful children, love and spiritual power together, but also following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. It's interesting that in the world out there they speak about omnipresence, which would mean that God is present in everyone, so you should see all of God's qualities in everyone. And when Baba tells us that, yes, you are God's children, God is not omnipresent, but yes, you can absorb all the qualities of God and become like the Father. And so, firstly, being incorporeal and becoming Shiv Baba's children and reflecting Baba's qualities through our behavior. But the other Father, the Father of humanity, Prajapita Brahma. And so, last week also we heard, following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba, and Baba's continued that theme today. And two particular qualities that Baba has taken up now: total obedience, every instruction that Baba gives to be able to follow that, and the other, faithfulness, loyalty in our relationship with one. When we say Bab Saman, it's very different to what the world out there talks about in terms of omnipresence. And the reality that, yes, definitely, Lakshmi and Narayan is in the distant future, or maybe the near future, I don't know. But what we can do now is to make sure that we are following in the footsteps of this human being who has shown us the path to perfection. And we can't say that we don't know how to follow the Father, because all of Baba's Muralis have explained this very, very clearly. And yes, many of those sitting here have had the opportunity of hearing classes from all the Dadis, not just Dadi Janki, but all the Dadis, about their experiences with Brahma Baba. But the Muralis themselves, the Sakar Muralis, the Dharana that Baba had, and the Avyat Muralis especially, they go into a lot of detail about Brahma Baba's life and activity. So if we want to become perfect, then this is the straight road. There'll be other roads that take you here and there, and maybe you get lost. But if you follow in Baba's footsteps, then you know that the destination is Karmatit and perfection. Brahma Baba, when he became Avyakt, asked everyone the question, what is it that Brahma Baba loved the most? And then later on, Dadi Gulzar had also brought a message back saying, what is it that Brahma Baba loved the most? And the first answer that everybody gave was the Murali, Baba's love for the Murali. But there was another answer that Brahma Baba had given, and also that had come in the message, and that was Baba loved his stage, Siddhi, Avastha. And so, because Brahma Baba loved his stage more than anything else apart from the Murali, and of course the Murali creates the stage, Baba paid great attention to that. And so, in the Muralis that we're hearing, especially the Avyakt Muralis, we are hearing the description of what it is that Baba did to create a stage which was so powerful and stable that all the obstacles that came right from the very beginning and until Baba was Sakar, the obstacles from outside continued to come in a big way because people still didn't understand about purity. They didn't understand what Baba was saying, why Baba was saying things. And so the opposition was just continuous. After Baba's become Avyakt, there hasn't been that much opposition from outside. Yes, some souls with karmic accounts to settle. But generally speaking, the obstacles have been from within rather than from without. But today, if I also love the Murali and love my stage more than anything else, then the focus on my stage is going to be that it enables me to maintain stability no matter what else is going on out there. So, following Baba's instructions, Baba's spoken about Farman Bardar. Farman, it's an order. It's absolutely something that you have to obey. It's not an option, it's not a suggestion, but this is what you have to do. And so Baba's spoken about that at great length, but also about faithfulness, loyalty. And Shiv Baba demands total loyalty for our benefit. When you think about obedience, then again, it's not a word that anybody likes in today's world. People really don't think about being obedient. And even children, they don't necessarily learn about obedience at home. Very often you see kids playing around, and that's fine. But sometimes it's not just playing around, it's mischief. But you don't see parents telling the children to be obedient and not create mischief, or very rarely. It's not fashionable anymore. But if I know that there's something that's going to bring me benefit, then to be obedient is something that I want to do. I don't have to do it, but I want to do it because I recognize the value, the benefit. When it's teenagers, then you have to sit them down and explain why you're asking them to do something or why you're telling them not to do something. And so on that level also obedience, but only if you explain to them why and they understand the benefit, then they'll say, yes, I understand and I'll do it, or I'll stop doing it. And so Baba, we know, has no other motive at all. Baba, the Supreme, Baba has all the qualities. Baba needs nothing from us. Baba doesn't even want a good, happy life. He's the embodiment of happiness itself. So why is Baba telling us all these things? It's really, truly just for my benefit. And so when I understand this, then I say, it's not difficult to be obedient. Why? Because it's going to bring me benefit. And so today Baba's spoken about using all the treasures that Baba has given in a worthwhile way. Yes, I use the treasures, the jnana, the powers, the love, the virtues for my own stage. But then beyond that, I use all the resources that Baba has blessed us with to be able to serve. And then thirdly, Baba's mentioned that whatever are the treasures you've received, it should be visible through your karma. And karma just means action. But Baba's specifying that when Baba's talking about karma, it's not just something for yourself, but Baba's talking about the interaction that you have with every other person. And so that is the karma that should reveal the treasures that I've taken from God. So, very interesting definitions that Baba gives. But the most important thing, the loyalty, the faithfulness. And in that, Baba is very demanding. Again, not because Baba needs my attention. Baba doesn't need anything from me. But if I'm totally faithful and loyal to one, then my connection with God is going to be clean and clear, and I'll be able to receive power from Baba. And Baba is very clear in today's Murali. Yes, the first step is to love Baba, but the next step is really to be able to take power from the Almighty. And the power is the power within, of course. But think about the power of peace, the power of love, the power of purity. And so one is where I'm experiencing my own original stage of purity and peace and power. That also comes only through the connection with God. It wouldn't come otherwise. But the next step, where it's not just my own inner experience, but more than that, it's what Baba's been talking about in recent times. Am I able to give that power to another to support them and help them move forward on their journey? And so that can happen by interaction. But it can also happen by creating an atmosphere in which there's love and truth and joy and so on. But to create that atmosphere, then it's not just my own inner experience of these qualities, but I've taken them from Baba to such an extent that it's become a power that's able to reach out and support others and create an atmosphere which is of benefit for all. And so we've seen how Baba, Avyakt Bhaktada, a few times it was seen that whether it was in Om Shanti Bhavan or the meditation hall, not so much in Shantivan, once in Shantivan also, but somebody creates disturbance and everybody's attention is in that direction. And Baba will gently say, you don't need to think about it. Others are taking care of it. You just stay where you need to be. And Baba's presence would stop that disturbance completely. And not just stop it in terms of the gathering and where our attention was going, but also in terms of the person who was creating the disturbance. And Baba's presence, Baba's power would make them completely calm and still. I'm sure many of you would have been in the hall when this happened. I don't remember dates and things, but definitely it happened several times. And so Baba's demonstrated how one individual can create disturbance, we know about that, but also Baba's presence can change the atmosphere totally. Baba's presence can change an individual. We've seen that also. Again, many of us in Madhuban, whether it was the time of personal meetings with Baba, or whether it was just when Baba speaking within the gathering, the arrow hits the target of the heart so deeply that it brings about change. And so that is spiritual power. That is the power of love or the power of truth. Then you don't forget what Baba has said at that time or one of the dadis has said and told you. And so Baba wants all of us to reach this stage because it's a big, big, big world out there and the troubles are increasing and they're going to increase further, we know that. So understanding that, I don't want to leave myself open to all the other influences, but I need to take power from Baba through my loyalty, my faithfulness to Baba, so that when I connect with Baba, there's no other distractions. Or even something happens, who is the first person or being who I remember? Dadi used to say when she felt pain, she's not going to think about her doctor, she's going to think about Baba. And for most people, they feel pain, and I don't mean just a little scratch of something, but intense pain. They'll think about their doctor. And Dadi said, that's second, first is Baba. And then yes, call the doctor, no problem. But first, where does my intellect go? Who is it who's truly the support for my life? Who is it who's going to give me power to cope with whatever it is I need to cope with? And so that quality of faithfulness and loyalty, where it's not human beings that I'm dependent on, it's not things that I'm dependent on, it's not places that I'm dependent on. I'll only have a good stage if I'm in such and such a place. Or I'll only have a good stage if so-and-so is supporting me. And today Baba's very, very clear. Make sure that you don't depend on any of these things, and your stage and the quality of your service is what Baba's asking you to have, so that you can be Baba's instrument now and in the coming times. We often think about our attachments and how to deal with attachments. But the other aspect of this is that rather than think about my attachments, can I think about my attainments? Because attachment goes where you think you're going to receive something. And of course, when you don't receive what you want, then there's huge pain and sorrow. But all that I need is coming to me from Baba, really, truly. If I remember that, and I know that I connect with Baba more and more, and take all that I need from Baba, my attachments to others will dissolve. Because now I'm truly recognizing and experiencing that everything is coming from the source, from one. And so when Baba says, only remember me alone, and only be faithful and loyal to me alone, it's for my sake. And so can I follow Baba's instructions, and can I experience that loyalty so that then I'm able to take all that I need from Baba. And one other big thing that Baba's taken up is the whole subject of carelessness. And Baba puts it in the category of one of the 10 vices. Sometimes we define Ramana's 5 of male, 5 of female, and so the combination, the family path, the path in which there's sorrow, Ravan's path. But sometimes Baba also speaks about Ravan, the 10-headed monster, and each soul filled with the influence of Ravan. So not just 5, but 10. 10 vices, and carelessness is on the top of the list of the 10. So the 5, the big ones, and then carelessness, the 6th one. And why? Because it creeps up on you. You become careless in little ways, and you then become careless in more and more ways. And Prabhupada used the term, all of you are very comfortable where you are because you're sleeping on the dunla pillow. And today you think it's comfortable and this is how it should be, but tomorrow you're going to find that because you became lax, you missed out on the things that Baba wanted to give you. So a big, big checkpoint in terms of what are Baba's instructions, and am I thinking, well, it's not such a big deal, it's okay, it'll get sorted out. So I'm not giving it that attention or using power from Baba to deal with it. So a very strong morally today, put very beautifully, of course. And so when you first hear it, and it all sounds logical, it all sounds right, it's beautiful. And then you begin to reflect on it. And you see that Baba's been very, very straight. Baba's the truth, so Baba doesn't need to package it. Very strong, really. But one that we all need to hear and pay attention to.